going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we'll finish up with just some thoughts on the wide receivers in this draft. I think Washington's going to come away with a running back. We talked about running backs earlier in the week. It wouldn't surprise me if they don't come away with a wide receiver in this draft. I know a lot of people believe that, you know, edge, running back, corner, and wide receiver, everybody's confident. Well, if they only have 5 picks, there's no guarantee they're going to come away with a player at all of those positions. Remember, you know, they brought back Noah Brown. They signed Deebo Samuel. They, I think, have good feelings about Luke McCaffrey. And they brought in Michael Gallup, you know, as a stretch the field vertical guy. So the receivers are interesting because there is somebody that I've loved for a few years now. But I also said that I don't see Washington selecting this player because I think that he at times may take plays off. And there's too much of perhaps some Jahan Dotson in Luther Burden III. But Luther Burden III is probably the guy in the draft that I like the most at wide receiver because I'm not a big Tet McMillan fan. I don't get why he's going to go top 10, top 15. The size, he's 6'4", he's got big radius, all of that. But, you know, what I asked Stanford Steve in the last segment, do you see him the way some people see him as like Mike Evans? He's not that. Matt Golden, I love the speed. I love the route running ability. I do like him. I like Burden in terms of the talent more than anybody in the draft at wide receiver. I just don't see Washington taking him at 29 again because they like gym rats. They like hustlers. They like guys who are going to block, you know, and he is a dynamic receiver. There's been a lot of criticism about his 2024 season versus 2023 season. He had 61 catches for 676 yards in 2024, whereas in 2023, 86 for 12, 1,212 yards, 9 touchdowns. Look, you could look at the schedule that they played in 2023, and you see a lot of bad defensive teams, by the way, including Jaden Daniels' LSU team in that game, which was an incredible football game and one of my favorite Jaden Daniels games of 2023 because he got hurt in the game and yet, you know, led a comeback 49-39 win. But Burden in that game had 11 catches for 149 yards. LSU's defense stunk. He had over 150 yards catching against Florida's defense that year. They played some bad defensive teams in 2023, and they played better defensive teams in 2024. Not to mention Missouri's team offensively in 2024 wasn't as good as it was in 2023. So there's a lot that is explainable about the differences between Luther Burden's 2023 season and 2024 season. I think he is, you know, way up there on the list of players with the ball in his hands in space. He is electric, and I think he's going to be a great player. I just canceled him off Washington's list because there's discussion about whether or not if the play's coming in his direction, if he plays it out. the way he should. And that's why they traded Jahan Dotson. The number one reason they traded Jahan Dotson. There are similarities. I think he's better, a much better prospect than Dotson. I like Matt Golden. I don't see 4-2-9 as a player. And I asked Logan Paulson that earlier, and he said the same thing. He's like, yeah, he does not run sub 4-3. He's fast. And by the way, he's a good kickoff returner too. But he's going to be gone, I think, by the time 29 comes around. If he actually fell to 29, that would be interesting. Egbuka, for me, is a strong number two, not a number one. The guy that I really like a lot, and if you just go watch the highlight reel of Kyle Williams at Washington State, I don't know how this guy's projected day three or late day two. All right, go watch number two at Washington State last year and the year before when they were still in the Pac-12 and Cam Ward was his quarterback. He's 5'11", 190, ran 4.4 at the combine. Logan called him a receiver's receiver. And he meant by he just does everything right. Like he understands space, he understands breaks, he understands where to plant, where to come out. This guy separates so easily. By the way, at any position on the field, X, inside, it doesn't matter. This guy looks to me like he is going to be a problem at the next level. I don't understand why he's a projected late night two or day three pick. That there are a couple of players that aren't, you know, projected first rounders or second rounders in this draft that I like. One is a corner that I'll talk about probably tomorrow. Kyle Williams, for me, looks like a guy that if you get him, he is smart. He tracks the ball well. He's athletic. He's fast, but he's also athletic. One of the things, and I was surprised at this, his hand size was the smallest of any of the receivers at the combine, or one of the smallest, but he doesn't drop balls. He's got natural hands, and he's had some big games. You go back to 2023 when they were playing a Pac-12 schedule and Cam Ward was their quarterback against Oregon, who was ranked in the top 10, 5 catches, 102 yards. That year against Washington, that was the year Penix Jr. was the quarterback in Washington, and Washington State in the Apple Cup game almost knocked them off. They lost 24-21. Kyle Williams, 5 catches, 85 yards, a touchdown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He is, to me, a guy that looks like he's really tough to cover. And that he's going to be open and he's going to be, he can take it 75 on a slant on a wide receiver screen. And on third and seven, he's going to get separation at the sticks. I don't know. I love him. I love Luther Burden, but I think Burden's more of a, you know, will they take a guy that they don't trust to play it out on every play? Kyle Williams has great things said about him from a character standpoint. That's the guy that I really, after spending some time, and somebody pointed me in the direction of a corner that I'll talk about tomorrow. I actually asked Steve about him as well. But Kyle Williams, to me, it makes no sense that he's like wide receiver number 15 and projected to be a third or a fourth round pick. That makes no sense to me at all. The kid from Iowa State, I like, Jalen Noel. Yeah, who else was on my list? Oh, I like Ty Felton from Maryland. I talked about him, I think, earlier in the week. I think Ty Felton is a day three pick, but it wouldn't shock me if somebody falls in love with him and he goes on night two. Ty Felton is 6'1", 6'1 and a half, and 185 pounds, and he can line up almost anywhere. And he ran sub 4.4, but you saw it on the field. I mean, and not with good quarterbacking this last season. He also, by the way, like Kyle Williams plays special teams, not as a returner, as a kick coverer, and by the way, had a couple of block kicks off the edge. And Felton plays special teams as well. So there you go, receivers, doing some work for you. Be wrong on most of it, but it's fun to look at it and talk about it. All right, draft day's tomorrow. We'll have predictions. We'll take calls. We'll have probably another guest or two on the show as well. Chris is next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.